This is the first episode of my brand new series called Heal Yourself. In this series, we'll talk and discuss about various subjects like spirituality, meditation, positive mindset, and many more. So sit, relax, calm yourself, and tune in for some enlightenment. Well, today I'll be discussing 5 postulates through which you can reprogram your life. People are so engaged in their lives these days. They hard-press and immerse themselves in their work so that they'll procure the comfort and extravagance that they at all times have relished for. But even though sometimes they don't feel pleased and blissful as they have an urge for, we do those things in our lives which we detest, which we never have an inclination for, in the pursuit that it will acquaint us the refinement, splendor, and extravagance that every one of us have hearts set on. But this doesn't really take effect, and then we bear the brunt of being in a sinking ship which is doomed and life confronts as a catastrophe. However, today I'm providing 5 prescripts or postulates which can gradually assist and benefit anyone if implemented and exercised appropriately. No matter who you are or what you do, by implementing these 5 conventions, you can alter the intricate issues of your life and also pursue the job that you desire for. So, number 1, turn up your frequency. I'll repeat it again, turn up your frequency. What do you mean? I'll explain. The energy that we disseminate to the universe, whether positive or negative, will be the corresponding or the identical energy that we will be awarded with from the universe. The relation of our with the universe is head-to-head. Whatever kind of energy you divulge or release to the universe, you'll inherit back the parallel or identical energy like 2 peas in a pod. From now onwards, keep the track of kind of energy you are transmitting, as the universe will deliver you the same. Number 2, set a powerful intention to align with. Align without a purpose, intention, or goal is meaningless. It's a life which is worthless and is insignificant. Remember, every individual is sent to this earth to fulfill a purpose or a name, but if you're unproductive and purposeless, then you become good for nothing. Never sit idle or be unproductive. Always engage yourself in some activities and set some higher standards for yourself. Set intentions or dreams for yourself which you have to fulfill or complete. After recognizing your goal to purposes, be aware of your emotions. Honor your emotions and be aware of them. I repeat it again, honor your emotions and be aware of them. If you don't feel good, sit back, relax, and compose yourself, and then walk down the road of your destination. Remember, energy in motion is emotions. Repeat it again, energy in motion is emotions. Number 3, switch your energy to what you desire. If you wish to feel pleasant and be in a state of euphoric and peace, then you need to permit yourself to be happy and blissful. Nobody else can make you feel jubilant or delightful about yourself, except for you. You need to allow and submit yourself to happiness and positivity. If you desire to roar with laughter and feel good about oneself and be fruitful, then subject yourself to that state, as nobody can do that except for you. Number 4. Surround yourself with energy that elevates you. Surround yourself with positive and exhilarating energy that uplifts you and makes you feel wonderful and lovesome. Avoid those people who pulls you down or who disintegrate or overthrow you. Encompass yourself with those people whose vibration matches with yours and who releases positive and joyous energies. Number 5, stand strong for what you desire. Things at all times are working for you, with you, and as according to you. You dictate the energies and emotions which acquaints back to you what you have communicated. Stick to your goals and dreams, as giving up is not an option. Guys, always remember, stick to your goals and dreams, as giving up is not an option. It's going to be painstaking, it would not happen overnight, but after a period of setbacks, you will receive and accumulate what you deserve and you are entitled to get. Just remember, where energy goes, it flows. Everything which pulled you down, you experience or acquire has presented itself because you have manifested it. We tend to manifest things which we don't want, and as a result, universe endows us those things which we detest. So instead of manifesting things which we don't want, try manifesting or try focusing on things which you do take a fancy on. Always focus on what sort of energy you are releasing, as you will get back the same, and honor your emotions or how you feel, as energy in motion is emotions. Energy in motion is emotions. Thank you guys. Hello guys, this is Rishita, your host, and I welcome you all to the second episode called You Invited by Giving Thought of Season 1 of the series of Heal Yourself. Today we'll be articulating and deliberating about thoughts and emotions. So let's start. What are thoughts? Thoughts are mental cognitions, our ideas, opinions, and beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. They include the perspectives we bring to any situation or experiences that color a point of view for better, worse, or neutral. We experience and encounter many things in our lives. In our physical world, we are engaged so much that we have very little conscious awareness of our relationship with the non-physical world. We explain very little of things which occur and which we experience in our physical world. We have emerged into a physical dimension from the broader non-physical perspective with a greater intent and purpose. Guys, now let me elucidate these complex things into simple languages. As I've already previously mentioned in the first episode, that it's very crucial for all of us to be aware of our emotions, honor them, and try to raise our vibrations and frequencies if we feel low. Thoughts arise from emotions, and what we feel become our thoughts, and then later they become our corresponding actions. Thoughts and emotions are intricately related and can be experienced together, but in some way they are a little bit distinct from one another. So I'll explain what are emotions. It may be useful to think of emotions as the flow and experience of feelings. For example, joy, sadness, anger, or fear. Emotions can be triggered by something external, like for example, from seeing a friend suffer, or watching a movie, or maybe something internal, like an upsetting memory. While emotions are universal, each person may experience them and respond to them in a different way. Some people may struggle with understanding what emotion they are even experiencing. Emotions serve to connect us with others and help cultivate strong social bonds. This may be the evolutionary purpose of emotions. People who were able to form strong bonds and emotional ties become a part of a community and were more likely to find the support and protection necessary for survival. According to Chris Takis and Fowler, people all over the world have different ideas, beliefs and opinions, different thoughts, but they have very similar, if not identical, feelings. Now, what influences emotions? Researchers such as Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler, authors of Connected, have also found that emotions are contagious. We have a tendency to mimic each other's outward states, for example, by smiling when someone smiles at us, and our outward states can affect our internal ones. Smiling can actually make you feel happy. Emotions can also be influenced by other factors, like cultural traditions and beliefs can affect the way a group or an individual expresses emotions. There are some cultures in which it is deemed bad manners to express emotions in a way that may be considered healthy and appropriate in other cultures. Genetics, or more specifically brain and personality structure, including self-control, can affect the emotional expression of an individual or family. While a person's genetic makeup cannot be altered, the brain is another story,
cottage neuroscientist Richard Davidson. He has identified 6 distinct emotional styles that are based upon the structure of our brains but can be reshaped with practice. The last one is the physical conditions. Brain tumors, strokes, Parkinson's disease, and metabolic diseases such as diabetes and thyroid disease disorders can cause a person's emotional responses to change dramatically. Now, all of us experience and encounter things which we don't want to. Have you ever seen a person talking about illness and poverty always end up in poverty and being ill throughout their lives? This is also something which has also been highlighted by Napoleon Hill in his well-known book of Think and Grow Rich. I mean, why does that happen? They complain about things that are not working according to their way and that life is so unfair to them. However, you know, they don't realize that life could be more different and will become easier for them only if they could change their perspective a little bit. Positive mindset can bring wealth, abundance, and happiness. Only if you change your mindset of a victor rather than a victim, then things can be in your favor. Therefore, the important question is, how do we change your thoughts? Well, altering your thoughts is not a cumbersome task. It simply starts with your emotions. Your emotions can influence your thoughts to a large extent. So, you know, simply start by asking yourself, how do you feel? Do you feel happy, sad, anxious, nervous, excited? How do you feel? It's very important to recognize your emotion. If you don't feel good or you're not in the positive state, all you need to do is that leave everything that you're doing presently and do something or relax yourself and try to bring yourself to the positive and blissful state. So it's very important, guys. Once after identifying your emotional state, you can progress in the headway of what kind of thoughts you want to stimulate or generate. As if you're feeling good and jubilant, then you'll automatically generate good thoughts, which would eventually lead to positive and meaningful actions, which will gradually produce the desired results. So, you see, it's that simple. It's not an elephantine task, and all you have to do is just take a moment of your emotions. In addition, once you do it, you'll be able to keep a track of your thoughts, and then maybe after some time, you'll be actually getting favored results as you have always wanted. So from the next time, if you feel negative, just sit back, relax, calm, and ask yourself, how are you feeling? And if not good, try to bring yourself in that ecstasy or euphoric state and will eventually produce the positive actions that are required, which will fetch you your desired results. Thank you guys, and I'll be seeing you in the next episode of the series of Heal Yourself. Hello guys, this is Rishita, your host, and I welcome you all to the second episode called You Invited by Giving Thought of Season 1 of the series of Heal Yourself. Today we'll be articulating and deliberating about thoughts and emotions. So let's start. What are thoughts? Thoughts are mental cognitions, are ideas, opinions, and beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. They include the perspectives we bring to any situation or experiences that color a point of view for better, worse, or neutral. We experience and encounter many things in our lives. In our physical world, we are engaged so much that we have very little conscious awareness of our relationship with the non-physical world. We explain very little of things which occur and which we experience in our physical world. We have emerged into a physical dimension from the broader non-physical perspective with a greater intent and purpose. Guys, now let me elucidate these complex things into simple languages. As I've already previously mentioned in the first episode, that it's very crucial for all of us to be aware of our emotions, honor them, and try to raise our vibrations and frequencies if we feel low. Thoughts arise from emotions, and what we feel become our thoughts, and then later they become our corresponding actions. thoughts and emotions are intricately related and can be experienced together, but in some way, they are a little bit distinct from one another. So I'll explain what are emotions. It may be useful to think of emotions as the flow and experience of feelings. For example, joy, sadness, anger, or fear. Emotions can be triggered by something external, like for example, from seeing a friend suffer, or watching a movie, or maybe something internal, like an upsetting memory. While emotions are universal, each person may experience them and respond to them in a different way. Some people may struggle with understanding what emotion they are even experiencing. Emotions serve to connect us with others and help cultivate strong social bonds. This may be the evolutionary purpose of emotions. People who were able to form strong bonds and emotional ties become a part of a community and were more likely to find the support and protection necessary for survival. According to Chris Takis and Fowler, people all over the world have different ideas, beliefs and opinions, different thoughts, but they have very similar, if not identical, feelings. Now, what influences emotions? Researchers such as Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler, authors of Connected, have also found that emotions are contagious. We have a tendency to mimic each other's outward states, for example, by smiling when someone smiles at us, and our outward states can affect our internal ones. Smiling can actually make you feel happy. Emotions can also be influenced by other factors, like cultural traditions and beliefs can affect the way a group or an individual expresses emotions. There are some cultures in which it is deemed bad manners to express emotions in a way that may be considered healthy and appropriate in other cultures. Genetics, or more specifically brain and personality structure, including self-control, can affect the emotional expression of an individual or family. While a person's genetic makeup cannot be altered, the brain is another story, according to neuroscientist Richard Davidson. He has identified 6 distinct emotional styles that are based upon the structure of our brains, but can be reshaped with practice. The last one is the physical conditions. Brain tumors, strokes, Parkinson's disease, and metabolic diseases such as diabetes and thyroid disease disorders can cause a person's emotional responses to change dramatically. Now, all of us experiences and encounter things which we don't want to. Have you ever seen a person talking about illness and poverty always end up in poverty and being ill throughout their lives? This is also something which has also been highlighted by Napoleon Hill in his world-known book of Think and Grow Rich. I mean, why does that happen? They complain about things that are not working according to their way and that life is so unfair to them. However, you know, they don't realize that life could be more different and will become easier for them only if they could change their perspective a little bit. Positive mindset can bring wealth, abundance, and happiness. Only if you change your mindset of a victor rather than a victim, then things can be in your favor. Therefore, the important question is, how do we change our thoughts? Well, altering your thoughts is not a cumbersome task. It simply starts with your emotions. Your emotions can influence your thoughts to a large extent. So, you know, simply start by asking yourself, how do you feel? Do you feel happy, sad, anxious, nervous, excited? How do you feel? It's very important. Important to recognize your emotion. If you don't feel good or you're not in the positive state, all you need to do is that leave everything that you're doing presently and do something or relax yourself and try to bring yourself to the positive and blissful state. It's very important, guys. You know, once after identifying your emotional state, you can progress in the headway of what kind of thoughts you want to stimulate or generate. As if you're feeling good and jubilant, then you automatically generate good thoughts, which would eventually lead to positive and meaningful actions, which will gradually produce the desired results. So, You see, it's that simple. It's not an elephantine task, and all you have to do is just take a moment of your emotions. In addition, once you do it, you'll be able to keep a track of your thoughts, and then maybe after some time, you'll be actually getting favored results as you have always wanted. So from the next time, if you feel negative, just sit back, relax, calm, and ask yourself, how are you feeling? And if not good, try to bring yourself in that ecstasy or euphoric state, and will eventually produce the positive actions that are required, which will fetch you your desired results. Thank you guys, and I'll be seeing you in the next episode of the series of Heal Yourself.